And good morning. Namaste. Because so many of us sit for so long, and because we'll be doing so much sitting, I'd like to start the instructions with a very simple stretch that can be helpful for you. I find it helpful for myself. There are a number of variations here. But what you can do is make your thumbs into the hitchhiker position, and then bring your elbows so they're level with your shoulders. And now, without straining, at about maybe 80% of your capacity, begin to draw your shoulder blades close together. And draw the shoulder blades down just a little bit. You can close your eyes and breathe. It can be helpful to inhale slowly to the count of four. Exhale slowly to the count of four. Again, just maybe 80% of your capacity. And what you're doing here is we have these muscles that get chronically lengthened from slumping along the back of the neck and the shoulders. Muscles that get chronically shortened along the front. And if you hold for about 6 or 7 breaths, a little over a minute, it can be a nice little reset here. And one more long, deep breath. If you like, you can lift your chin just slightly up toward the ceiling. Just feel that stretch and feel the contraction at the same time. And then reach your arms up overhead and just stretch up to the left side and the right side. And close your eyes and feel the space between the fingers. And then slowly, in your own time, let your hands float down to your lap. And feel the hands just flowing through space. Our practice is accessing the here and now, the present moment, directly through this doorway of the senses, the aliveness of the body. You may find it helpful as you begin your practice this morning to slow down and deepen your breath. Perhaps, if you like, you can inhale slowly to the count of four. And exhale slowly to the count of four. And so for the next minute or two, you're matching the length of the in-breath with the length of the out-breath, bringing all of your attention to this felt sense of the breath on the inside. Where do you feel the breath the most predominant on the inside right now? In your own time, you can release control of the breath and move to observation of the breath. Feel the breath effortless and free-flowing. And as we move into this investigation, you may find the more intimately you relax and soften, the more intimately you can feel. Feeling your forehead smooth. And Is it possible to soften the little muscles around your eyes? Could you relax your tongue in a way that it fills your lower jaw? Is it possible to relax the root of the tongue down into your throat? You may sense a spreading sense of a relaxation or feeling through the jaw and the lips, letting the jaw gently hang from the skull, sensing the space between the upper teeth and the lower teeth. All expression melting from the face. And sensing the back of the head and the base of the skull. The back of the neck and the tops of the shoulders. And sensing the space inside the sinus cavities in your head. The space inside the mouth. Sensing the space in the throat and trachea as you breathe. Can you feel or sense the space inside the lungs as the body breathes? Feel the weight and the volume of your arms down through the elbows. And down through the wrists. And is it possible to soften and relax and feel the palms, the backs of the hands? The thumbs and fingers. Noticing perhaps as you soften and let your awareness flood into the hands, you may more subtly sense some aliveness here, and pulse or tingling, or vibration, or subtle energy. sensing the diaphragm and the rib cage. The lower back and the buttocks. Is it possible to soften the belly? You may know the more you soften and feel, the more subtlety you may feel the movement of the breath down deep in the core. It's rising on the in-breath. Falling on the out-breath. And sensing the lower abdomen and down through the floor of the pelvis. And can you feel the length and the weight and the volume of the legs? Sensing down through the knees. The backs of the knees and the kneecaps. And down through the ankles. And the tops of the feet and the toes. And the soles of the feet and the heels. And sensing this inner state of deep relaxation. And at the same time, alert. And as you sense through the whole of the body, is there anything right now that could soften or relax or let go? And you might direct your attention now to an anchor or a focal point. Perhaps the movement of the breath on the inside, classically at the nostrils of the belly. Or perhaps a sense of the whole body breathing. Alternatively, you might explore the sounds as your anchor. The vibration, the real-time aliveness of sound. and yet another option can be to again sense in the palms and fingers and thumbs the sense of tingling or pulse or aliveness, and to let this be your doorway to coming back to the here and now. Whatever anchor you're drawn to for this meditation, whether it be breath or sound or the felt sense in the hands, when you notice the mind naturally wandering into the past or future or lost in a narrative, notice how gently you can escort your attention back to the experience of this breath, these sounds, and this experience of aliveness on the inside. for each of our 45-minute sits, there'll be a bell roughly midway through. It's a reminder to tune in again to the practice, and as well an opportunity to refresh. When you hear the bell, feel free to move or stretch or even stand. Or it might simply be a reminder to again settle. There'll be a minute or two for you to stretch and move, and then a second bell calling you back to practice. It can be helpful to remember that there is no condemnation of thinking in this practice. Just as there is an ongoing stream of sensations and a stream of moods, there's also a stream of thoughts and a stream of different states constantly arising and changing. When you wake up lost in a thought form, and take your time to re-arrive. There's no rush back to your anchor. You can again sense the whole of the body and sense what might relax or soften. And open again to the intimacy of here and now. How intimately can you feel the next three breaths on the inside? And how intimately can you receive all the sound vibrations around you? How intimately can you feel the aliveness inside? Perhaps in the palms, pulse, tingling, vibration. And re-arriving, relaxing, and receiving the moment directly through the senses. where's the mind right now? And this is a practice of beginning again and again, re-arriving, re-engaging with the senses, relaxing and receiving. in these remaining 5 minutes or so, you might again refresh the practice. And could you relax your tongue and feel the inside of the mouth and the volume of the lips? And sensing to the lower back and the buttocks. And the belly and down through the floor of the pelvis. And sensing the length and the weight of your arms. The length and the weight of your legs. The tops of the feet and the toes. And the soles of the feet and the heels. And the backs of the hands. And the palms and fingers and thumbs. Deeply relaxed. At the same time, alert. Feeling this point of contact with your anchor. Noticing what is changing. And sensing this quality of non-judging awareness. Your capacity to be intimately present and at the same time to allow, to make room. In this practice, there is this quality of gathering, of bringing awareness to a single point, and cultivating a sense of here and now. And there is another quality which arises of non-judging awareness. Or mindfulness, the capacity to be an open monitor to what is changing. And there is yet another quality, a quality of resting in presence, And you might, if you wish, in this remaining minute or so, relax all concentration. Let the anchor fall away. Just relax and feel.